Tat Shtayim Shalosh. Oh, welcome back, everyone. Shalom. This is Rabbi Saul Solomon here on the Dave's Gone By radio program.
What happened to Abba, Hamishah, Shishah, Shivosh, Brono, Asara?
Actually, I dated Asara in high school. This was before I met my dear wife, Miriam Libby. But before I was so rudely interrupted by my guest, I was about to say that my guest is a very, very special person in the life of the host of this radio program. We all know and love Dave Lefkowitz, or at least we tolerate him. You know, there we go. That's the general reaction of the general public when I talk about Dave Lefkowitz. But he's been very good to me, very kind to let me on his radio program. So I thought I'd return the favor and interview on this broadcast someone, the most important man in Dave Lefkowitz's life. Huh? That's pretty exciting, huh? And that would be David's father. His name is Feivel Ben Zalman, or for you Americans out there, Philip Ian Lefkowitz, a wonderful man who is celebrating, oh, hooray, his birthday today, the 23rd of February. How, you're not a woman, so I can ask this question. I think you're not a woman. How old are you now?
Let's see. 13.
Now, how do you arrive at that number?
Well, if you add 7 and 6.
You're at 7 and 6, it is 13. I had to use my abacus there for a moment, but yes, that is correct. So for most of us, it's 76 years old, but in the counting process that you do, you are turning 76 years old today. Mazel, mit Glück, mit health, mit... How do you feel? Do you feel different? Do you feel better, worse, what?
Older.
You do feel older?
Yeah.
In what ways?
In talking to you and... and doing the arithmetic.
The scary part is that I sound older than you. That's what really scares the heck out of me, I gotta tell you. But, of course...
Take a lozenge.
That's right. I've got my throat lozenges right here, the kosher ones. They're delicious. There's no meat in them.
Oh, try the Italian ones, the lozenge.
Oh, my God. Are these going to be your jokes for the day?
I guess so, yeah.
Well, you're entitled. It's your birthday. You can do as you please. I think you had your party yesterday, right? You had all the people coming. Was that fun?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The whole mishpocha showed up?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Good. Good. So, David has talked to you on this radio show many, many times. I think I've talked to you a couple of times. But since this is the day before the Academy Awards, the Oscars, I thought, let's talk a little bit about movies, film, or if you're really pretentious, cinema. I want to get your thoughts on movies in general and some of your favorites of all time. So, why don't you tell me, Philip Lefkowitz, father of David Lefkowitz, what are your two or three favorite movies of all time?
Well, I loved Bad Day at Black Rock.
Great movie, yes.
And The Frisco Kid.
Oh, The Frisco Kid with Gene Wilder and... he plays a rabbi in that, you know.
That's right.
In the Old West. Oh, very cool. Good choices. And, of course, Bad Day at Black Rock with Spencer Tracy looking for the guy from Kokomo.
Right.
Good choices. What else? What are a couple of your other favorite movies of all time?
The Producers.
Of course. Yes.
You know, you go blank sometimes when you try to come up with names.
And you know, you've got 76 years of movies to run through your head.
Run through, yeah.
Yeah. To come back to any dramas.
Young Frankenstein.
Oh, Young Frankenstein, yes. Wonderful. Two Mel Brooks films on your list. Very interesting. Any dramas?
To have an affinity for Mel Brooks.
Well, yes. Who doesn't?
I mentioned The Producers.
Of course, yes.
And let's see.
Any horrible movie?
Like It Hot.
Some Like It Hot. That's right. That is one of your favorites, of course. And what? Any horror movies? Any dramas? Any
science horrors?
Fiction? Okay.
All right. Let's see.
Scariest one of all, Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein. That's
yes.
One of their best, right? Yes.
That's sensational.
There you go. See, I know you. Because I've known Dave for so many years, he tells me all about you. This is how I know these things.
That's in a class by itself.
Right, right. Well, while you think of some others, let me ask you, let me have you roll back in your head. Do you remember, as a child, the very first movie you went to see?
The first movie I went to see?
Yeah, or one of the very first.
Well, I would imagine it was Cinderella or Pinocchio or one of those.
So you went to see the Disney animated movies when they were in the theater?
Right.
Do you remember the first movie you ever saw when you were, like, not with your mother, Grandma Lucy, or your Grandpa Sam, Dave's Grandpa Sam, I should say.
Right.
But as sort of a grown-up, like alone or on a date.
Oh, one of the first movies, huh?
Yeah.
I really don't remember that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Let's see, James Dean.
Oh, so this would have been, okay.
Such a fuss about him.
Yeah.
That, of course, you had to go and see and watch. I wanted to see what all the excitement was about.
And was it, did you get it?
Or was without it? A cause.
Right. Well, was it a big deal, or you went out shrugging and said, all right, he was okay?
No, I thought it was a good movie.
Okay.
And he was quite an actor.
Aha, all right, good. And what about Brando back in the day? Since you mentioned Dean, you got to mention
Brando. Yeah, a wild one.
Aha, okay.
That was probably the first Brando movie I ever saw. And it was excellent.
Good.
And I saw him in Viva Zapata.
Right.
And he was great. I mean, such a different role, but he blended right in.
Well, it was the makeup. They turned him brown. You know, like that helped a lot.
I couldn't imagine him. I was wondering why they had made that choice, why it was so important for him to be in the movie about the Vietnam War, that they paid him so much money.
Oh, Apocalypse Now, you're
Apocalypse
gonna,
Now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he was great in that, though.
Yes, he was. I mean, he wasn't, if you think about it, he wasn't on camera that much, and yet he had quite an impact.
Well, that's what's going to happen probably tomorrow at the Oscars. You've got Anne Hathaway in the musical Les Miserables, and I think she dies a third of the way into the film. She's on screen for 15 minutes, but she gets to sing the big, you know, I Had a Dream song, and that's probably going to give her the Oscar. So it's not how long you're on the screen, but, you know,
yeah, right.
what you do when you're on it, as it were.
Right.
Any other movie? Now, when you first started going to the movies, though, you mentioned the Disney and was it the period still when you would go in, like, in the late morning, and there'd be two features and a cartoon and a serial and a newsreel, or was that before your time?
Three features.
Oh, so this was, okay, yes, yes.
Cartoons.
Yeah.
And a newsreel, and a serial, and we used to go in 9 o'clock in the morning.
Wow, that early, yeah.
You come out, and the sun is down, and it's dinner time. We spend the whole day there. And during the course of the day, parents, mothers would come to the door and bring food for the kids.
That's one. I mean, I think that's hilarious. You're in and all day for one admission price. So you just pay and you go in for whatever it was, 25 cents.
Price was probably a dime or something like that.
Amazing, amazing. And did you do that maybe once a month or every weekend, or how often would you spend the day at the movies?
Probably once a week.
I think that's kind of neat.
I mean, this was even before everybody had TV.
Right. Do they have air conditioning yet or not? I mean,
we used to joke about that.
What?
We would go to this theater, the New Garden, and the joke was that they said the air conditioning were two holes in the walls on either side of the theater,
aye,
with some guy standing on the outside on ladders blowing into the theater.
So, but how... Did you mind it? I mean, it must have been sweltering hot then, or the fact that it was dark and still indoors was better than...
Yeah, I think that made a big difference. It made it bearable. And then by the time you got out, the heat of the day was over.
That's right.
And so, was down.
Yeah. That's kind of, you went all year round? So in the winter,
yeah.
It was a good place to, wow. And did they, do you remember anything like dish night or giveaway night?
Sure. Lucy, she should rest in peace.
That's her mother, Lucy,
she used to take me on, I guess it was Friday nights. We weren't Orthodox, of course. And I think that was plate night. And she would get a plate. And eventually we had a set.
Right, well, yes. I remember, years back during the gas days, before gas prices went completely through the roof, and they wanted you to go and buy gasoline at the station instead of the station down the street, you would get glasses they would give you if you filled up. They would give you a collectible, the football glass or a Mickey Mouse glass, you know?
I still got them.
I kept waiting for one of the gas stations to have 12 Tribes of Israel glasses.
Wait a minute. You know what I did get?
What?
I got the, what do you call that? Wedgwood. Wedgwood glasses. They're made out of glass, but they have a Wedgwood design on them.
Now, did you get those from the gas station or the movie?
Yes.
Wait, the gas station. Wow. That's so...
And they're beautiful.
Yes.
I haven't got as many as I had when I started, but over the years we've lost a few, but we've still got a number of them.
And it reminds you, drink from this and get gas. That's
I couldn't put it better myself.
I know you couldn't. That's why I'm on the radio and you're not. But or at least you're on the radio at this moment. We're talking with Philip Lefkowitz, Feivel Ben Zalman.
Proud father of David Lefkowitz.
Proud? Really? Wow, that's a shock. Okay. You're very giving, I must say that. So, one or two more questions about the movies, though. What about in recent times, like the last 10, 15, 20 years, some of the movies that you've really liked and enjoyed?
Brando in...
Apocalypse Again?
Oh, is that... Well, that was in recent times, wasn't it?
Well, that's... it's probably 25 years already, but okay. Apocalypse was probably 1979, I think. I'm
of course, you know my very favorite film, To Kill a Mockingbird.
Oh, you didn't mention, of course, that's an unbelievable movie. Probably the greatest movie ever made.
And Gregory Peck was unbelievable.
Of course. And what a cast, Robert Duvall and Mary Badham and the Schwarzer guy, he was good.
The
guy was very, very good, yes.
Are you allowed to say that?
Well, it's so important. The movie is a thing about racism. So I want to make sure that I say something vaguely racist in talking about To Kill a Mockingbird. But it's a nice kind of racism. It's a happy racism, let me tell you. But what about movies made in the past 5, 10, 15 years? You must watch movies on DVD or on the television.
Yeah, Chicago is excellent.
The musical there, yes, of course, right, good.
And what's that? For goodness sake. Les Mis.
Wait, that's not a movie. That when they broadcast...
Les Mis is not a movie.
You're talking about the 25th anniversary thing of Les Mis.
No,
Les Mis is the movie now. It's in the theater. You haven't seen it. It's a movie that's up for the Oscars tomorrow.
Yeah,
no, you're talking about a staged broadcast of the thing. So you're wrong! You're wrong, goddammit! You're wrong! But the Mockingbird, yes.
Ooh, a father should have to hear that from his own son.
This is not your son. This is your son's rabbi. Let's get this
Shander.
Straight. Shander, that's right. Any other movies? Come on, one or two more, do you think?
Let's see. Oh, yeah. What was the one with Ernest Borgnine? Where he was the sergeant. Oh, yeah. From Here to Eternity?
Maybe. With Sinatra and...
Right, and Burt Lancaster. And...
Okay. Not exactly the last 5 or 10 years, but okay, another major, wonderful... Let me ask Philip Lefkowitz then. Instead of favorite movies, what about your very favorite actors and actresses over the years?
Oh, yeah, well, Gregory Peck.
Right, okay. Alan Ladd, I think you mentioned.
Alan Ladd, right.
Yes.
And Bela Lugosi.
Really? Okay. He almost talks like me. He almost has my accent a little bit.
And, of course, Boris Karloff.
So you did like the horror movies, okay.
Oh, I love the horror movies.
What about the females, the chickies, the hot little vixens up on the screen? Who do you remember from them that you loved?
Let's see. That's an interesting question. Barbara Britton was one of the first.
Was she TV or movies?
She was, I think she was in the movies.
Okay.
But she was also TV. With me.
You knew her back when she was Barbara United Kingdom.
Right.
Yes.
With Richard Denning.
Okay.
As Mr. and Mrs. North.
Okay. I'm not ringing a bell, but any other actresses that come to mind over 20, 30, 40, 50, 70 years?
Oh, man. Well, let's see. Who left me speechless?
Well, Helen Keller, perhaps?
That's how you cruel. Do it?
I know, yes.
That's mean.
Who left you speechless? I don't know. I honestly,
Well, of course, Shirley Temple was amazing.
Oh, my God. Shirley, I never thought, because that was before your time a bit. She was making her movies in the 30s. You were a sprout back
then.
Yeah,
and I was being taken to the movies by Mom Friday evening with a jar of milk.
Oh, my God. So you remember seeing Shirley Temple movies back then?
Oh, yeah.
You know who was a nice Schwarzer? Bill Bojangles Robinson.
That was before my time.
Okay. Wait a minute. No, not if you were seeing Shirley.
Oh, he did a movie with Shirley.
That's right. That's right. They're going up and down the stairs. It's very cute. And she's like, oh, yeah, you're a wonderful dancer. Now go clean my car and wash the windows. And use the back entrance. Wonderful movies in those days. So enlightened.
That's the way things were.
I know. I'm just saying. But I didn't realize you saw the Shirley.
My last... One of the discussions on a previous show, I mentioned the fact that I was down in West Virginia during vacation and with Lenny, you know, my friend Lenny.
Oh, sure, like I would know your friend Lenny. He doesn't go to my temple, so I don't know. Okay, yes?
Really?
No.
Well, anyway.
Anywho.
We're in Wheeling, West Virginia. We're walking down the street, and here comes a black man walking towards us, and he very deliberately steps into the gutter so that he wouldn't be on the same side of the street with us. And I realized that that's what they do. They used to do down there. Now, just think about how far we've come from that.
Yeah, now the white people are walking the street. They see a Schwarzer, they run across the street. They run around the block. It's like, oh, is he gone? He's going to mug us. No, we're all right. We're okay. Just kidding. Just teasing. But no, that, yeah, you know, those were... What was that? That had been the early 1960s when that happened?
Yep.
Wow. Wow. Nah, it's, you know,
that long ago.
Well, yeah. Well, you're 76 years old. There's a lot to remember.
You don't have to rub it in.
Well, maybe if you get lucky tonight, your beautiful wife will do that. No, I'm kidding. I kid. You want to give a shout-out to your lovely wife before I let you go?
Alrighty. Hi, Bren. I love you. I have been so fortunate in my life. Poo-poo. That's from Fiddler on the Roof to poo-poo.
And speaking through the fingers, you make it sound like the poo-poo platter at the Chinese restaurant. But no, it's like toy-toy is more like, but you say poo-poo.
Speak of the devil, here she is now.
Wait, are you making a poo-poo? Or your wife is there? Hello?
Benny's here, right? And, no, she doesn't want to talk.
Okay, she doesn't have to talk. It's all right. But that was a very nice tribute you gave to your wife, and I want to wish you a happy and a full of mazel and good health, please, gesund, and a 76 more years to five.
All right.
from my mouth to God's tuchus. That's what I like to say.
All righty.
So happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to me.
That's right. Happy birthday, dear Fievel Ben Salman. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And many, many, many more. Thank you so much for sharing your stories and your memories with us in the neighborhood. It's been a joy.